Hello everyone, I hope you're all doing well. I wanted to take a moment to update you on several details regarding the podcast, but before I do, I'd like to mention one of my biggest supporters, Lord Will. As I mentioned in a recent episode, Will was told by his doctor that he had some serious health issues, and initially it was believed that cancer was not one of those issues. However, Will has since informed me that they now believe that it is cancer. Will and his family are staying positive, and I would like to once again ask all of you to please send them your prayers, positive vibes, and well wishes. Will, you and your family are in our thoughts, and I know that you'll get through this. With that being said, I have a few updates to share. Firstly, I won't be able to upload any new episodes over the next week or so, and this is because I'm in the process of working on future episodes of the show, as well as other aspects of everyday life. I will have all new episodes starting in early March, so please be sure to follow me on social media for updates as to when you can expect my next episode to air. In the meantime, I'll be uploading some Rewind episodes since many of you have told me that you enjoy them. I may be replaying some of my very first episodes, so bear in mind that the audio of those particular shows will sound much different than my more recent ones. You may also hear me refer to the show as Mythic Radio, as this is what I called it before I changed the name to Paranormal Mysteries. I bring this up because every now and then I have someone ask me about this. The next thing I'd like to briefly touch on is listener experience submissions. Every so often I get asked if I'm still accepting new experiences, and my answer is always yes. However, I do have some guidelines that I've had to enforce over the last several months, simply because of the sheer number of reports that I receive. These guidelines are in place to help ensure that each and every listener experience gets shared on the podcast, because after all, that is my ultimate goal. With that being said, a lot of the experiences that I receive need to be heavily edited for grammar and punctuation before they can be narrated. This takes time away from recording, and therefore slows down my upload schedule. Because of this, experiences that need less editing will get priority, and will therefore be aired sooner. Now, this doesn't mean that a submission has to be perfect, but I do ask that if you're planning on sharing an experience, just be sure to add basic punctuation, such as periods, commas, and paragraphs. Also remember to add as many details as possible. Don't be afraid that your experience is going to be too long, because including details like time of day, location, weather, etc. will help the other listeners to better understand your experience. Following these guidelines will help ensure that your experience is shared sooner rather than later. Also keep in mind that if you've already submitted a report and haven't heard it yet, it could very well be that I just haven't been able to read it yet. But rest assured that I will, as I read every single email that I receive. If you're worried that your submission may need additional editing, don't worry. You can always resubmit your experience as you see fit. Just add some type of indicator to the subject field of the email, so I know that it's a resubmission and not a new experience. And finally, before I let you go, I'd like to ask for your help. My wife is in the process of transitioning her podcast over to YouTube, and it would mean a great deal to both of us if you would head over to YouTube and visit her channel. Our goal is to welcome 1,000 new subscribers by March 1st, and I know that we can reach that goal with all of your help. You can find her YouTube channel at youtube.com/@sleepandrelaxationpodcast. I've also added links to her podcast in the show notes. Each episode is 8 to 10 hours in length and focuses on relaxing nature sounds. As always, I appreciate all of your ongoing support, and I'll see you back here in just a few short days with my next episode. And until then, have a safe and healthy week, and I look forward to seeing you very soon.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office.
More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.